From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. The Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, BPOM, introduces Biosafety Level 3 Laboratory to ASEAN Country Delegation. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs discusses Hajj organization with Saudi Arabia's Minister of Hajj. Heavy rain worsened conditions for Palestinians in Gaza refugee camps. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, BPOM, introduced the Biosafety Level 3 BSL3 laboratory located in the National Drug and Food Testing Development Center, PPPOMN, building to delegates from ASEAN countries. The visit of the ASEAN country delegation is part of the series of the 8th ASEAN Health Cluster 4, AHC4, meeting, which was held at the agency's Red and White Building Auditorium, Jakarta, on November 20 to 22, 2024. Head of National Food and Drug Testing Development Center Susan Gracia Arapan said, in a statement received in Jakarta on Monday, that this laboratory is an important pillar in ensuring biosafety, especially in testing drugs and food that have the potential to be contaminated with infectious pathogens from this group. Furthermore, Susan explained that the laboratory is a high-standard facility designed to support the development of the scope of testing and the provisions of pathogen cultures in risk group 3. In addition to the Biosafety Level 3 BSL3 laboratory, the delegates also visited the Food and Drug Monitoring Agency Process Food and Water Chemistry Laboratory, which is also located in the National Food and Drug Testing Development Center building. This laboratory plays a role in developing the scope of testing of processed food commodities to increase the testing capacity of laboratories in Indonesia through the development of analytical testing methods that must be supervised in processed food commodities. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar met Saudi Arabia's Minister of Hajj and Umrah Taufik F. Al-Rabiah on Sunday to discuss 6 main issues related to the implementation of Hajj. During the meeting, Nasaruddin asked for an additional number of Hajj officers, especially medical personnel, considering the large number of elderly pilgrims. In addition, Nasaruddin asked that Indonesian pilgrims not be placed in the Mina Jadid area, which receive appreciation from the Saudis. Other points discussed included the Murur scheme for the overnighting in vehicles in Muzdalifah, the implementation of dam in Indonesia, the Tanazul policy, not spending the night in Mina, and airlines. For flights, the two discussed the use of Garuda Indonesia, Saudi, and other airlines as alternative options. Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Mukti, conveyed a series of government commitments to improve the welfare of the teaching professions of the National Teachers' Day commemoration ceremony. At the National Teachers' Day ceremony Monday, Abdul Mukti appreciated the dedication of teachers, especially those who serve in remote villages and in educational units with limited and mediocre facilities. Abdul Mukti also said that the ministry is trying to provide opportunities for teachers to continue their study to the Diploma 4 or undergraduate or level, to improve teachers' competencies not limited to academic, pedagogical, moral and social competency, but also entrepreneurship and leadership through various training. The ministry is trying to improve teachers' welfare through certification for all teachers. With improved welfare, he hopes that teachers can improve their dedication and quality of learning, and also to ensuring the safety of teachers so that they can work peacefully and free from all forms of intimidation and acts of violence. The Muhammadiyah Central Leadership is pushing for strengthening the protections of migrant workers by revising Law No. 18 of 2017 concerning the protection of Indonesian migrant workers. Secretary of the Muhammadiyah Youth Central Leadership, Afandi Afan, said in Jakarta Monday that this revision is expected to provide concrete solutions to the challenges faced by migrant workers, both in the placement process and while working abroad. Law No. 18 of 2017 has provided a legal basis to protect Indonesian migrant workers, such as the obligation to provide pre-placement training, supervision in the destination country, and protections of Indonesian migrant workers' rights. Let's move on to the international news, where the Australian government announced that it has withdrawn a bill that would have required social media companies to regulate misinformation and disinformation on their platforms. In a statement on Sunday, Australian Communication Minister Michelle Rowland announced the legislation would not proceed as there was no way forward in the Senate, local broadcasters SBS News reported. Rowland assessed if passed, the laws would have given the Australian Communication and Media Authority, or ACMA, powers to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records of misinformation and disinformation on their networks. Heavy rains have worsened conditions of four Palestinians displaced in the Gaza Strip amid Israel's deadly war on the territory, the Civil Defense Service reported on Sunday. Spokesman Mahmoud Basal said in a statement that the rain has caused severe damage to the tents that house thousands of refugees. Water poured into the tents, damaging belongings and mattresses. The spokesman called on the United Nations, UN, and the international community to act immediately to provide tents and caravans for displaced residents in Gaza during the winter. The United Nations UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, on Sunday asked the UN to increase funding for Syria, as more than 400,000 Syrian refugees have returned from Lebanon. The return of Syrian refugees from Lebanon places a significant burden on the country's resources. Speaking to reporters after his meeting with Syria's Foreign Minister Bassam Sabah, Pedersen said the Syrian government needs to continue doing what it has done so far and providing protections and security for those who return. Syria has been embroiled in a civil war since March 2011, displacing millions of its citizens. The return of refugees from neighboring countries such as Lebanon had added pressures on Syria's already fragile infrastructure. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Here is today's commentary on anticipating the impact of $300 billion fund for climate change. I'm Dalat Pane. Countries participating in the COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan on Sunday, agreed the annual $300 billion funding to combat the challenge of climate change. In the agreement, wealthy countries will disburse the funds until 2035, higher than the previous commitment of the $100 billion in 2020, which will end in 2025. This agreement was also the basis for the next climate meeting next year, which is planned to be held in the Amazon forest, Brazil. At this meeting, countries will map out climate action for the next decade. Climate funding is something that is highly anticipated by developing countries. They feel most disadvantaged by climate change caused by countries whose fossil fuels used has resulted in most greenhouse gases. This $300 billion climate funding agreement has thrown pros and cons. Most developing countries are disappointed with this figure, while the magnitude of the challenge they face. However, for developed countries, expecting more direct funding from the government is unrealistic amid geopolitical uncertainty and economic tightening. The funding was still below the calculation of UN economies, who set the figure $390 billion as the ideal amount of climate finance. However, this result showed that Although developed countries have internal challenges, they are also feeling the impacts of climate change, so they agreed to increase their contributions to climate finance. This year has been marked by various natural phenomena that have occurred in various parts of the world. Among other things is, it was recorded as the year with the highest temperature ever. This is a reminder to the whole world that the impact of climate change will not only affect those who contribute greatly to climate damage, but also those who are not involved in these actions. Therefore, efforts to combat climate challenges must also be shouldered together because we all live on the same planet. The $300 billion in funding may not be enough for developing countries to deal with rising sea levels or deal with drought disasters, but this is a significant increase, more than doubling the previous funding. This increase must be put to good use to address climate challenges. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Let's begin today in history with the celebration of Indonesian Teachers Association, or PGRI. On November 25, 1945, Indonesian Teachers Association PGRI was officially established to symbolize the unity and dedication of Indonesian educators. The Congress of Indonesian Teachers held in Surakarta united teachers regardless of their educational background, religion, or social status. To honor their contribution, the government declared November 25 as National Teachers' Day through Presidential Decree No. 78 of 1994. It serves as a reminder of teachers' vital role in educating the nation as well as maintaining the organization's missions to elevate education, profession, and national development. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next event in the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women's Accord. This day marked a tragic event in 1960 when the Mirabal sisters Patria Minerva and Maria Teresa were brutally murdered by the Dominican Republic's dictator Rafael Trujillo. These courageous women became a symbol of resistance to tyranny and violence. Their bravery has inspired a global movement advocating for women's rights and freedom from violence. In December 1999, the United Nations General Assembly officially declared November 25th as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, honoring their legacy. We conclude today in history with the Suriname's Independence Day. In 1975, Suriname officially gained their independence from the Netherlands after more than 300 years under colonial rule. This independence was the result of years of a long struggle of the Surinamese led by political figures such as Johan Adolf Bengel, including the 1961 Round Table Conference and further discussions in 1970s. Post-independence, Suriname faced great challenges in building its economy, which was still dependent on Dutch assistance. However, this independence served as the first step for the Surinamese to determine their own future as an independent nation.
Larut ke dalam
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia supports ICC arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has expressed its support for the arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court, ICC, against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. In an official statement on the X platform at @kemlo_ri on Saturday, the ministry emphasized that the issuance of these arrest warrants by the ICC represents a significant step towards achieving justice for the crimes against humanity and war crimes committed in Palestine. Indonesia also reaffirmed its support for all initiatives aimed at ensuring accountability for crimes committed by Israel, including those pursued through the ICC. The statement stressed that these arrest warrants must be fully executed in accordance with international law. Indonesia considers this move vital for ending Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian territories and advancing the establishment of an independent Palestinian state in line with the principles of the two-state solutions. Quoting a report from Antara on Thursday, the ICC officially issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for alleged war crimes. The ICC statement says that it has issued arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed at least from October 8, 2023 to May 20, 2024. The reference to May 20 marks the date when the ICC prosecutor requested the issuance of the arrest warrants. Thus, the ICC dismissed Israel's argument that the court lacked jurisdiction to order the arrest of Netanyahu and Gallant. That was my Indonesia today.
Tempat kita bersama tergantikan oleh dua insan jatuh cinta. Banyak orang yang bilang melupa tak kenal waktu. Iyakah benar? Karena sesungguhnya ingin ku dekap tubuhmu. Sesungguhnya ingin ku basuh lukamu yang biru. Laki-laki aku merindu. Ceritakan hari-hariku padamu, baik buruknya, sedih senang, hebatnya, masih teringat jelas di benakku. Tempat kita bersama, jangan kau lupakan itu, sungguh berharga. Sampai kapan begini, tak ada yang tahu pasti. Jangan melupa, karena sesungguhnya ingin ku dekap tubuhmu. Sesungguhnya ingin ku basuh lukamu. Oh, ceritakan hari-hariku padamu.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Aceh has natural attractions that are no less interesting than other provinces, one of which is Lake Laut Tawar. Lake Laut Tawar is located in Gayo Highlands, Central Aceh Regency, Aceh. Lake Laut Tawar has an area of about 5,472 hectares and a depth of up to 80 meters. The lake offers stunning natural beauty and a variety of interesting activities for tourists, such as going around the lake by boat, fishing, or just taking a walk to enjoy the scenery. To get to this tourist destination, it can be reached from the city of Banda Aceh by bus or travel to the city of Takengon. The distance is about 315 kilometers and takes 7 hours of travel. As an alternative trip, tourists can visit this tourist attraction through Kuala Namu Airport to Rembele Airport with a travel time of 60 minutes. To enter this tourist attraction, visitors do not need to pay an entrance fee. Gayo people call it Lake Laut Tawar. The lake is called Laut Tawar because it is as vast as the ocean with its fresh water. For the Gayo people, Lake Laut Tawar is vital because in addition to being a tourist spot frequented by domestic and foreign tourists, it is also used as a water source for Central Aceh District and several other surrounding districts. This tourist attraction holds many flora and fauna, that most famous of which is the Depik fish and is an endemic fish species in Lake Laut Tawar. Depik fish is a small elongated fish almost resembling an anchovy. Usually in the middle of the year, around August until the end of the year, fishermen catch Depik fish on the edge of Lake Laut Tawar. Lake Laut Tawar is so beautiful because it is flanked by two hills that present their own beauty. In this tourist attraction, tourists can also see the daily activities of the community, namely farming and fishing. Here, visitors can also go around Lake Laut Tawar by motorboat or cycling. Visitors can also have a culinary tour in Takengon by tasting the delicious Depik fish, which is typical of Lake Laut Tawar. The tourist spot is equipped with accommodation including inns that are rented out for tourists who want to spend the night around the lake.
Sadar ku temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan dia seorang tiada lain tiada bukan hanya dia. Dia buat ku nyaman dalam hangat pelukan, dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa, hanya dia. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hati.
kau dan aku sempurna. Semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu, tak mau berlalu, kau dan aku. Kau warung itu di laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, mau menjaga hatiku. Daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. Oh, karena bersamamu semua terasa indah. Gulana hatiku telah hancur sirna. Ku takkan ku lepas wahai kau bidadariku dari surga untuk selamanya.
Hi listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at the Sea Turtle Conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada 3 jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. dikonservasi. Dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan. Kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang. Terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu. Terganggu, which means disturbed. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reefs would be disturbed. Pulau Serangan. Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. Penyu sisik. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang. Penyu lekang, which means olive ridley sea turtle. In this conversation, you hear the expression, kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction, kalau. Kalau, which means if. It connects the clause penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtle are not conserved. And the clause kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause mentioning coral reef is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, kalau, which means if. Another example. Let's listen. Another use of conditional conjunction kalau, kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu. Penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura, kura-kura, which means tortoise, bulus, bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura, kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water, while bulus, bulus, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flipper for legs and a soft shell and live in a freshwater. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nugo Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jayakusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, Ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini belum terima. Bukan tangismu sore itu di pelukku. Setiap waktu cerita tentang apapun, sampai hal-hal tak perlu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru, kalau bisa jangan ada dulu. Setiap Sabtu yang selalu ingatkan untuk pakai sabuk pengamanmu. Kalau bisa jangan buru-buru, sudah adakah yang gantikanku? Ya khawatirkanmu setiap waktu. Ya cerita tentang
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita usahakan rumah itu, dari depan akan tampak sederhana. Tapi kebunnya luas, tanamannya mewah. Kita usahakan rumah itu, dari depan akan tampak sederhana. Tapi dibuat kuat, dirancang muat lega. Urusan perabotan dan wangi-wangian ku serahkan pada seleramu yang lebih maju. Tapi tata ruang aku ikut pertimbangkan, karena kalau nanti kita punya kesibukan malam, tetap kumpul di meja panjang. Kita
kita usahakan rumah itu. Dari depan akan tampak sederhana, penerangannya diracik begitu romantis. Urusan perabotan dan wangi-wangi ku serahkan pada seleramu yang lebih maju. Tapi tak tahu aku ikut pertimbangkan, karena nanti kita punya kesibukan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terbiasa untuk pura-pura tertawa.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.